There was something boiling. Boiling within us. Our youth's nation. And they continue to tell us to turn off the kettle. The whistle's too loud. We whistle too loud. And the more they tell us to turn off the kettle, they feed the fire. The kettle gets louder and louder. You know what glass does when the fire gets real hot? It breaks. Pure, flawed, tainted, innocent souls. We become victims of our history, our struggle, our fights, our achievements, our goals. Brooklyn, the tale of two boroughs. Wine and gun in parallel worlds. We whistle equality, but the wind blows and our whistle fades. And we whistle equality once again because we are young. We are thrown into the box of, I don't know what I want, but this is our reality. So I'll press the keys on this board and unlock a world of equality. A world where pocketbooks are made the same size because we are all capable of holding a greater capacity. A world where my education isn't a mirage or a deferred dream, but continuously my reality. A world where my school, whether it's in Bed-Stuy or Manhattan, I can open any textbook and on page 6 find the word auspicious and still be held responsible to know what it means. A world where my skin color is not my excuse for me to say I can, because I'm expected to get a 1600 on my SATs, and that's all my skin says should be considered the affirmative action. Are you trying to say I can't retain as much? I don't hold enough? You got it wrong. I hold too much. So I'll turn on the kettle and let it boil and boil and boil until the whistle gets so loud, only the revolution can silence it.